for speaking to us, Tom. And just to introduce myself, I'm Austin from Talking Rugby Union. I don't know if you've seen seen our site, but well, one of our main sections is an emerging talent section, and we've got players in there like Jack Knoll in the England team at the moment, and Munster's Sean Dougal, and we were looking to hopefully do a little feature piece on you and your recent signing for Saracens, I believe.
Yeah, that'd be cool, yeah.
Brilliant. So, well, first off, congratulations on that. That's an awesome achievement. Yeah. How do you feel yourself?
Well, honestly, I didn't really expect it to happen, to be honest. Like, 2 weeks before it actually happened, I didn't really have anyone talking to me. I was sort of speaking to Worcester, but nothing really was happening. And then when it sort of came around, I was obviously amazed and sort of shocked at the same time. Like, that happened. It still hasn't really sunk in, that time. But, I'm sure it will at the moment, the first day of pre-season. I'm sure it will, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you mentioned just then that you spoke to Worcester slightly. And
yes.
I don't know how involved they were now, but I know you've played a bit of A-League for Bath and Harlequins, was it? Or
I didn't actually play A-League, I played...
Sorry, junior, under-18s.
The under-18 league for Bath and Quins.
So what was it that eventually sealed the deal for you at Saracens?
The fact that they've got some of the best in English rugby training there, and I'm going to be learning from the best, like Rich Lugler, Neil Lecoq, Ben Spencer, so... All that experience above me is just going to help my development of the game so much.
Mm, absolutely. And you mentioned slightly, but how did it first come about in a bit more detail? Did they just approach you and it went from there?
So, after Rustin Park, I got player tournament there. They sort of asked me down for training day. So I came down for a full day first team training, which was amazing. Got a look around the club.
Brilliant.
And then they invited me back for another week and a half, and then found out after that,
Fantastic. So, are you involved much at all this season, or does it all kick off with pre-season for next year?
Pre-season's the main... I've been given, like, a gym programme, sort of nutritional stuff. They're going to come down, sort of, once every 3 weeks to my school and have a look how I'm doing. But it fully kicks in July 1st.
Right. And... Have you got a sort of a pre-season plan yet with where you'll be going to and the games you've got over pre-season or any tours or anything?
In pre-season. I know what I'm doing. I'm going on a loan to Old Albanian, the local club in Saracen, like near Saracens.
Right.
So I'll play a bit for them and hopefully for the A-League team who I get a chance.
Fantastic. And I believe at Saracens you're going to study alongside... Your time there as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be studying sort of strength conditioning course part-time. Just so, obviously, you need a full-back, because I know you can't play rugby forever. I'll get a little strength conditioning course in. And go from there, really.
Brilliant. So, you mentioned it was after Roslyn Park that they spoke to you. So, is it all Millfield rugby where you've been noticed, or have you been playing club rugby as well?
No, literally just Milford rugby. We didn't lose a game in seven, so that sort of helped in a way.
Mm.
So we got, when we, after the final, they sort of just spoke to me after that.
Fantastic, and you've had a pretty successful, as a team at Millfield, you've had a pretty successful year and last couple of years, haven't you?
My first year, we won the Joyce's Festival, which is obviously the National 15 side festival, and we cleaned up on all the trophies there. And then, we had a bit of a shocking 7th season in my first year. And then this 7th year, it all clicked, and we sort of played so well together that we're sort of unstoppable in a way.
Mm. And on a personal level, you mentioned Roslyn Park, but you were the player of the tournament, I believe.
Yes, I was.
That's got to be quite a career highlight.
At the moment, it's definitely my career highlight. But obviously, I would never have got it if it wasn't for the people around me as well. You only really get it if you win the tournament, and because of the players I had around me, we won the tournament and sort of got lucky in a way. Good,
fantastic. So, when you started at Millfield, I believe you were playing fullback primarily.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, when I was joining in year 9, I was playing scrum half then. And when I got to sort of year 11, end of year 11, beginning of lower 6, first team coaches, John Mallett and John Birmingham, sort of thought it would be better for me to play fullback, where I actually got my first team colours at Millfield. And then halfway into the second, my upper 6th year, at St Joseph's actually, I switched to scrum half.
Right.
Just to see what would happen. And sort of just went, obviously because I played scrum half before, it wasn't like completely new to me.
Mm.
But yeah, so Saz was working a lot on my box kicking and passing, and turning into like a full scrum half, because I've still got sort of fullback sort of want to run the whole time, but
yeah,
they're trying to like get the passing box kicking into it.
So it's scrum half that is your favourite position as well.
Oh yeah, I don't really mind where I play. I just want to play rugby, to be honest with you. It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, good way to be. And
yeah,
there's some, as you mentioned before, there's some big names who are already playing in the 9 shirt at Saracens.
Yeah.
It's got to be a great place to learn off them.
Oh, yeah. So when I was training there with Neil DeCock, was doing sort of 45-minute sessions with me after training on box kicking and passing, and learning so many little stuff that
brilliant.
You sort of wouldn't think about, but the moment you change it, your box kicking and passing becomes 10 times better than it was before.
Fantastic. And just finally, Tom, just a bit more about your own background. Where is it you actually grew up and started playing rugby?
So I started off in South London. I still live in South London, Clapham, at the moment.
Yeah.
Started off at a small club called Battersea Ironsides, where at under 11s, the coaches told me they think I should move to another club to get more experience and better like level. So I moved to Rosslyn Park, which is literally just down the road from Battersea Ironsides. And then sort of this year I played my first game for Richmond under 21s, where both my brothers are, Harry and Charlie. And yeah, I literally played one game for them, and yeah, now I'm sort of I guess I'm at Ferry.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, it sounds like it's paid off and it's working really well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, Tom. Thanks for speaking to us. That was all we were really looking to ask. But as I say, we're going to put an article in our Emerging Talent section, which will obviously go out onto Twitter, and then there'll be the interview on Audioboo to listen to. But yeah, thanks very much for your time, and good luck with your career at Saracens and the pre-season.
Very much, mate.
Cheers, Tom. Thank you very much.
Right.
Bye.